Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, radio online.
Uh-oh,
your boy Lego,
what up, Lush?
Let's go. I said live, Lush Radio, Lush got a crazy flow. Plus all the people know Lush got the 80s flow. Sister from another Mr. Grinder, know I'm running with ya. Do your thing, baby girl, nobody fucking with ya. Friday, 6 to 8, chatting over dinner plates. Always trying pills, so I say she let her innovate. Invade in the airwaves like a pair of war jets. Me and her been through it all like some war vets. Black on black Corvette, sick like a horse neck. And her name rings bells like she was at your doorstep. Lush Radio online, always on time. So tune in for the latest news and whoever's on. Grind every day, all day, nothing but exclusive hits, nothing but good music, you should get used to this, just like the old days, jamming to the old days, in the energy's like we live on stage, huh? Lush Radio,
told you I had you, ma, I'm with you, your boy
Lecker. Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush, live on the line, and you know, it's definitely going down tonight. I definitely would getting it in tonight on Lush Radio Line is Let's Talk About Business. But tonight we got a special guest, which is Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage. And he's definitely, doing his thing. And he definitely got a new project going on. Y'all definitely need to support that. Intelligent Ignit. He's going to be calling into the show. Definitely shout out to our sponsors. Our sponsors are Diverse Media Group, LLC, also E2K Magazine Online, and honeymanagement.net. Make sure you join the commission, independent artists. We always talk about business and getting your stuff together. Also, on top of that, man, definitely shout out to Lethal List last night. Definitely a hot party. She got in, made some money, and it was a good look. So, let's go to the line and see what's popping.
Yeah.
What's good, my G? What's popping with you?
Nigga, let's Lush. Thanks for having me, Lush. Oh, it feels like I'm coming home for Thanksgiving dinner every time I come on the show, man. Like, it's like family here. Where Google and everybody at, yo?
They come on Friday and stuff like that, but man, you know, it's always an honor to have you on the show. You always family, you always welcomed on the show and everything, man. I'm definitely glad to have you, man. This new project, you know, we were talking about the whole process, and you were really focused on this one. You were like, you know, you were so focused. You basically put a lot of energy into this, and I think this one right here is your baby. You know what I'm saying? This is like really your baby because you were so focused on this one and you got a actually Yankee fitted on World Star and stuff like that. Tell us, basically, about this new project and, you know, some of the the best songs you like on here and things that you definitely, that the reason why you put this out for the people.
Well, the album's called Intelligently Ignit. It drops November 30th everywhere digitally, you know, iTunes, Amazon, Napster, the whole spiel. I zoned out on it. My theory now is I'm not really hearing a lot of good music, so I just figured that I'll make it, you know what I'm saying? I'll make good music so I can listen to it. And people who like to hear what I like can listen to it too. If 5 people like it, fine. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it for them. But, you know, I pretty much didn't really listen to anything. I couldn't tell you who sings what song right now. You know, I don't listen. I haven't listened to anything in like 3-4 months. Haven't watched videos, barely watched TV. You know, everything has just been the project. I'm working with a lot of really dope, unknown producers that really need some light, you know, because they really dope. From my man Clef Dollars, my man Will Tell, Vess, DP, Rick's Melody. It's a lot of really dope producers on there. And then for the features, I got Mims, Talib Kweli on the Yankee Fitted joint. I got Cool G Rap and Nature. Yeah, I got them on the same joint. It's a joint called Unsolved Mystery.
Wow.
My man, yeah, and my man Pumpkinhead and my man Touch. You know, we just trying to get it in. Favorite songs? I can't really say what's my favorite. You know, I've been trying to figure that out. Like, what's my favorite joints on there? And from top to bottom, I think everything is dope on some hip hop shit. But if I had to pick, I would have to say it's a toss up between He Said, She Said, and this joint called Strike a Match. And but everything on there, I like everything on there a lot. As far as the focus, you know, the focus don't stop. I'm trying to drop another one in the spring, so I'm starting work on a new one in December. It's called Choreography. That's my real name, Corey. So I figured, you know, play off of the word of it. And this one's gonna be a little more personal, a little like this album, right? The Intelligently Ignorant album is like the hey, how you doing? This is who I am, you know, real quick, like hey, you know what I mean? I'm about hip hop. But now I'm gonna get a little deeper on the next one, you know, and keep the focus up. I'm really not even interested to listen, you know, to the radio and watch videos and shit anyway, so I could stay in that zone. <You know? laughs> Yeah, I'm not interested, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, to be honest, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm disappointed in music, you know.
I think everybody's become disappointed. I mean, you know how many people have came to me and say, yo, I quit. I quit. Like, I'm done with the game. This is not what I signed on for. You know what I'm saying? They're basically done.
Yeah, because they're competing with bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like when you really going in there and you really working hard and your material, when the actual product is purer, like let's break it down like it's Coke. If your Coke is purer than that cut shit from off the block, but that cut shit is moving, you know, you're going to feel some type of way about that. Like, hey, you jumping up and down like, yo, I got the raw. Like, what are y'all doing? You know, y'all over there getting that. You know, so, but it's being moved. That stuff is being moved at such an assembly line pace. Huh?
So basically, you're saying, like, you know, like the authentic is being pushed aside for the cheap, you know what I'm saying, for the cheap mimic of it, the bootleg. So the people are getting a bootleg when there's authentic pieces that need to be basically put out
right.
there.
Right. So. And to be real with you, like really what needs to go on is the independent artists that are really, you know, that jump up and down and say, hey, I make good music. First of all, good is relative. You know what I'm saying? Good is an opinion. You know, I understand that. You know, what I think is good, somebody else might think is not good. Or what I think is whack, somebody else might love. You know what I mean? So it's relative. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But I do think that there needs to be some sort of separation. And the separation doesn't make it bad, because even rock and roll was separated. They got heavy metal. They got rock. Soft rock. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to separate the hip-hop, you know, so that we're not competing with Soulja Boy, and we're not competing. Shout to him, you know what I'm saying? But you know what, his demographic and what he represents really doesn't represent what the purists, quote unquote, represent. You know, and we feel like we're competing with that when it really shouldn't be that. He should have his own lane and let him rock with that, and we have our own lane. We should stop really trying to market to them, because they don't want to hear it. His market don't want to listen. They don't want to really listen to anything. They just want something real quick, in and out, something I can sing now and sing in the car and sing when I'm at work and sing when I get to the club and sing my play. That sounds like a robot theory to me. You know what I'm saying? So nobody really wants to think. Well, what are you going to do? You know, shout to him, though, much success. You know, he's dropping his album same day as mine. You know what I'm saying?
But you know the whole Soulja situation. I mean, I believe the same thing like you're saying, right? They should have, I don't think they should call it authentic hip-hop, but, like, maybe, like, backpack hip-hop or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
adult contemporary hip-hop. Adult
contemporary
hip-hop.
Yeah.
Versus like the pop hip hop, like popular culture hip hop. You know what I'm saying? They should be put in two separate categories. They shouldn't
right.
be all mixed in. Because, like, you can't compare a Common or a Talib Kweli to a freaking Soulja Boy or to a freaking Nicki Minaj. They're not in the
yeah.
same category. You know?
But you know why they haven't split it? They haven't split it because even though hip hop makes the most money, they really don't want it to do what it's supposed to do at the end of the day. So if we kill each other off or we keep going to jail and we, you know, as artists, they love that shit because they're able to sell records behind it. They know that it's gimmicky. It's turned into a gimmick. And what do most gimmicks do? What goes up comes down. So hip-hop ain't that, but it's on its death. It's out of here, like, for real. Like, y'all really need to realize that. Like, it's here. It's But we taking it for granted. We're taking all music for granted. And I got a song on the album called The Day Music Stop, you know, which explores what would happen. Like, we complain so much. We jump up and down and complain about music so much. But what would happen if we woke up and there was just no music? Like, what are you going to do? What then? What's life like? Like, can you imagine it? You know what I mean? Like,
in life without music, you know, I mean, look at even the movies. Will we even watch movies anymore?
Yeah.
There
yeah.
was no music. Like, imagine if they took the music off of there. Like, that would be crazy.
Yeah, exactly. That's perfect that you say that. Like, to watch a movie from its creation, like when they're putting it together and before they put the score on it, the shit is pretty boring. You know what I'm saying? With just dialogue. You know what I mean? Like when in Star Wars, imagine Star Wars or Avatar, one of those shits without the. And it's the thing you don't really pay attention to. You don't really pay attention to the big. Dun, 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 dun. You know what I'm saying? When the spaceship is flying, you don't really think, but you appreciate it. You appreciate it subconsciously. But if it's going,
yeah.
you're going to notice that. It's going to just be stale. All you see is the spaceship. But there's no intensity there. The music builds the intensity. Like, oh shit, this spaceship about to go get busy on somebody. You know what I mean? Like, you're waiting for
yeah.
it because of the music. You know, and I think everybody's taking it for granted. You know, and it's not really the consumers. But like at first, I used to blame the consumer, but I don't think it's the consumer's fault. I think
they were brainwashed.
Yeah, they're brainwashed. But more than that, it's like it's so saturated. Everybody does what you do. You know what I'm saying? If you got a computer, you're automatically in the business. You're a celebrity. You're a manager. You're a rapper. You're a model. You're in your bathroom taking pictures. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
taking pictures on your cell phone. You're a model.
Yeah. So now you're a model. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said you was cute and you could model. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's a celebrity when you get a computer. So it's so saturated, and the computer the consumer is exhausted. You know, if you keep getting shit thrown in your face, hey, you know, eventually you're gonna put a shit guard over your face. And even though you love the music, you don't want to sit through all that to find what's hot. It gets tedious, you know. So I can't really blame the consumer, because I find myself going through the same thing. Like, take Twitter for an example. You know, a lot of artists, they get on there and they just start tweaking out their music. And without really letting people see who you are, who your personality is, you know, they got to get to know you now, especially if you're an independent artist and you don't have the money to be on 106 and Park every time it comes on, and you don't have the Jay-Z cosigns and the Lil Wayne cosigns. You have to sell yourself as a personality because you don't have those marketing dollars, you know.
Definitely.
So, get them to like you first, then push your music on them, you know. What are you going to do?
What do you see is basically the biggest thing that truly aches you about the industry in general? What's your biggest pet peeve about it?
Wow. I don't even think I have a number one thing. I think that I think maybe the biggest thing would be the lack of respect. I think everybody's so wagging that is the worst. It's like there's no fans. If you're a fan of something, You're a male, you're a stan. You're saying something if you're a woman, you're a groupie. I think that's terrible. I think when you put those negative things on it, it discourages people from wanting to actually say, hey, I like this, unless everybody else likes it. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
when everybody else likes it, it's supposed to be that's the cool thing to do, to like. It's like everybody in the world is supposed to like J. Cole. You know what I'm saying? Like you're just supposed to, because everybody over here says like J. Cole. No, you know, shout to J. Cole, but I'm just using him as an example. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of...
He's a monster.
Yeah, absolutely. But it still does not stop J. Cole. There's still other dope artists out there. You know what I'm saying? And I think that people feel like when they like an artist, if you like another artist, it's like you're cheating on them. Like, hello, it's not a relationship. Like, it's okay. You can like other artists out there. You're not cheating, you know. And, you know, it's like they want to pledge allegiance to this one artist, and that's it. We come from a time where it was beautiful, you know, N.W.A. You can like N.W.A. and you can like A Tribe Called Quest at the same time, and they're totally different types of artists. You know what I'm saying? Like, now you can't do that. Like, you have to either be Young Money or to the death or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, why does it have to be that? It's music, man. And I think everybody's killing it. They're killing it by doing that. And I just want to branch off. I want to planet, build a spaceship. Everybody who's about that real music, we all just get on and we just go to that planet and we just chill there and let everybody else stay over here and turn their swag on. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to stay here, turn your swag on and do the stupid dances and shit, cool. You know, that's fine. Do it. You know, congratulations. Okay. But I just don't want to see it.
So you want to jump on a spaceship?
Yeah, I want to get on a spaceship and I want to get up out of here. You know,
I'm trying to ride.
You could come too,
love. Is it going to be cool?
You could come too, love. You on a spaceship? Like, stop playing. You on a spaceship? We gonna go. We gonna get everybody out there that's about the real shit, and that's it.
Oh, for real, man. It's definitely you know what I'm saying, a lot of BS. You know what I'm saying, going on out here. You know, with the game, and in regards to, you know, the industry in general, you know, about the industry in general, like, basically, what are some of the business tactics that you think some of these independent artists, you know, in the hip-hop arena need to really get, you know what I'm saying, get together, get done?
I think networking is very important, especially now. I'm gonna keep it real. You know, I hate the whole idea of the internet. I think the internet is a gift and a curse. As much as it's helped and it makes things easier, I think that it's one of the leading causes of why music is going down the toilet. Why a lot of things are going down the toilet. You know, But you have to use it, and you have to use it to your disposal, especially now. And I think people need to maximize the internet as much as they possibly can. If they don't know who you are and they don't know what you're doing, you might as well hang it up. It's not going to make any sense to CDs are going to be obsolete. You got to look at the facts. CDs are going to be obsolete soon. Next 5 years, CDs will be finished. You know what I'm saying? Like, people need to think of that. So when you thinking, yo, I'm just going to press up my CDs and I'm going to just be moving CDs, nah, man, you got to think bigger, because you're not in Sweden. You know what I'm saying? Like, but somebody in Sweden is online and you want them to get the music. You want them to hear it. So you got to get online. You got to mix and match with everybody and sell yourself as an artist. And when they feel you, that's when you put the music on them. You know, it's sort of like it's the fair exchange there. Then when you tweet out things or when you post things or do bulletins on your stuff, people might be a little more receptive to you because they feel like they know you, you know. And you can also maximize because everybody's trying to be in the industry. So networking shouldn't be a problem. You know, everybody who wants to be in the industry, your phone should have mad contacts in it. That should be your main thing, is just to make contacts. You never know who somebody's going to become. You never know what's going to be up. Don't burn your bridges. Keep them all, you know, keep them all level. And you'll be all right. You at least be all right. You know, I don't know the formula to get on to sell millions of records, because, shit, I would have done that, you know. But, shit, I mean, I got a little name. You know what? I got that name from. Yeah, I got a little bit of a name. I got that from doing that, you know. Like, always been a people person and able to speak to people. So that too. Like, you got to be able to communicate with people. Like, don't go up to people like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Yo, my name is Young Phil. You know what I'm saying? I'm from up the block, 135. You know what I'm saying? Check my CD, son. Yeah, I get busy, son. Like, if that's your pitch, I don't want to hear it. Like, let's talk about something. Let me hear your perspective on music, because when I hear your perspective on music, I already know how you coming. You know what I'm saying? What's up? When you open your mouth, you talk about popping bottles and shit, I already know what this shit sound like.
I mean, you as an artist been in the game for a minute, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't call you an OG, because, you know, you still in your prime, you still young. But yeah. you've been there when a lot of this stuff, you know, back when real hip hop was real hip hop.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, in regards to, you know, the near future, do you feel like hip hop will be totally just something that's just something they just you know, it's almost like you're in the candy store, you get like out of a gumball machine, or is it going to go back to the old ways, or do you feel like that all hope is lost for it?
That's kind of a sensitive question for me, because I love hip hop. Like, I love hip hop so much. You know what I mean? Like I love it like I love my mother, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it feels bad to say that it's going in a downward spiral. It's like watching somebody that you love disintegrate on drugs and shit, and all you could do is sit back and watch. And they're just deteriorating, you know. I think it can be saved, and I do think that eventually it's going to go back to underground, because what's going to happen, first of all, it's deep. It goes into the major labels. In a few years, there will only be two major labels, you know, and maybe even one, you know, with all the mergers and stuff going on. So what that's going to do, that's going to cripple the industry anyway. That's going to cripple the industry. And everybody's going to be forced to go underground, because the channels to get everything out there, mark my word, the channels that's going to get everything out there are going to pretty much be controlled by one party. So a lot of artists are going to be more discouraged with getting major label deals. More and more of that's coming out now anyway, you know, and people are going to see that, you know, to go independent is a lot better. And they're going to take to the internet and do this independently. But the problem with that is that oversaturates things and it turns off the consumer. Consumers start feeling some type of way about, hello?
Yeah, I'm here with you, baby.
Yeah, consumers start feeling some type of way about, like I said earlier, even giving artists a chance, because they're just so used to hearing so much stuff all the time. Everybody raps. It's almost to the point where it's corny to say that you rap, you know. So
yeah.
Only people that can save it is us. That's it. You know what I mean? If it does die, and that's it, you know, I'm just thankful for the experience and growing up in the golden age when it was really, really good. Like, I feel bad for the youngins that wasn't there in the 90s when Mobb Deep was popping and Big was alive and Jay and yep. and I just feel bad for them that they missed that. Capone, Noriega, Foxy, Kim when she was in her prime, the Lox and the whole Bad Boy situation, Death Row, and like ghetto boys. Like, they just missed everything. They missed everything when it was pure.
Yeah, ghetto boys take me back when I was rhyming and stuff, and I had to go out audition for the Apollo and stuff, and Apollo was so dirty.
Yeah.
I went over there. And I auditioned for the Apollo, man, and I didn't have my instrumental for us to rap, me and my partner. So I ran across the street to this cat and got the instrumental, the Ghetto Boys, right?
Yeah.
But I went over there and got that stuff for no reason because they still was using tape decks. I said, what
the? Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. But that was just one of my moments. We got people on the line, though. Yeah, I'm saying that definitely want to rock out with you. If you're just joining us right now, we got your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage. He done his numbers with Mimps and done his thing or whatever. And now he's doing his thing. He's going hard body. You know what I'm saying? Intelligently Ignorant the new EP. He put a lot of passion into this. Take note, he's definitely going in. And if you want to talk to him, call in at 347-826-7722. And we're talking about business also, behind the scenes about business. And I want to talk to you about how do you go about getting the EP together anyway for some of these independent artists. But I'm going to go ahead and bring my co-host, Ebony, out of Cali right now. Ebony, what's up, boo?
What's going on? I miss you
guys.
What
up, what up?
What's going on, Bad Feet? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I was just sitting here just listening. You spit them jewels, definitely.
Yeah, man, got it.
It's gonna be a monopoly pretty soon. I'm gonna be scared to see that happen.
Yeah, I think, and to be honest, I really, really, really think it's gonna happen. Like you ever like lick your index finger and put it up in the air? You're like, look, I feel wind. Like that's where it's going. You understand?
Right.
And it seems like nobody cares. You know, they just keep doing things to feed the machine, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's major big business conglomerates. Like, it's bigger than us. You know, they're not gonna listen to us because they need their results in the Cayman Islands. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
but you know what? You know, a lot of people don't care about a lot of things. It's not just hip hop. You know,
yes.
You really have to look around and see, you know, where are people at? No one's protesting for anything. And if they are, it's like a minority of a group that no one's really listening, you know.
Yeah.
So that's going to be really, you know, unfortunately, if the consumers and, you know, the market allows it to happen.
Yeah. Down to everything else, just like you said, they don't care about everything. You know, you turn on your TV, everything is reality show. You know, you look at the movies, everything's 3D. Like, nigga, just play the movie. Like, why I gotta put glasses on? Why am I watching a drama in 3D? Like, a love story in 3D. You feel me? Like, everything is in 3D. They're doing everything to take your mind off of the things that you need to prioritize about. And that's why, like, my album represents the working class, just to remind you, like, okay, well, this is real. Like, these are your real issues. I'm going to remind you that you got to go to work. Like, I got a song now called Happy Monday, where the idea of the whole record is I'm at work. The first couple lines, I swear to God, I don't even want to be in this shit. 8 a.m., I ain't with nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm at work. I sit and listen to a customer's problems. Like, I really give two fucks about him. He's screaming loud, looking like he's about to pass out. He keeps screaming, I'm going to knock his monkey ass out. What you looking at? Happy Monday. You know what I'm saying? This is how you feel.
I want it to be back Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I said, too. I said that. You know what I mean? Like, real talk, I said that. Like, it's real. And it's funny that you say that because that's a real emotion that we feel, you know. And nobody puts that in their music. Everybody wants to turn their swag on. The reason why I keep saying turn my swag on is because I haven't heard anything new. I don't listen to nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know what the new shit is on the radio that they're playing every 5 seconds. You know,
we got
I refuse.
Cool. We got another caller on the line from the 917 live with us on Lush Radio Online. We're talking about, let's talk about business, but we got our boy that she's live in the building talking about his new EP. 917, what it do, baby? You're live with Bad C and Ebony.
What it do, ladies? Peace, queen, and the king on the line.
Peace, queen. What's up?
I'm having a family reunion over here, Nicholas. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
I'm still in my sexiness from, you know, my midnight hour last night.
Uh-oh.
I'm in my sexy voice.
Yeah,
you heard it. She said, what's good? What's good?
I'm still practicing my sexy voice. I got to get up to speed.
What's up, Elmo? How you doing, folks?
I'm good. Just listening. I was taking some notes, so when I'm able to speak, I can address some things that he was talking about, which was the stuff with the independent artists and you saying that it's going to merge to one major label. It's already happening. That's already happening. Yeah, that's already happening. We used to have so many label houses, and everybody started just merging with each other. Even the banks are doing it.
Yeah, it was EMI. It was EMI, Sony. What was the other ones? Warner.
Sony, Columbia, these majors, and then all of a sudden it was like, okay, and then these two are merging, and then these three, and then it's like only like now, like Def Jam and Universal, you know, you go to one building before, it's like one building, it used to be a lot of floors, now it's like, it's like two floors.
But Def Jam don't
offices.
Really count, though. Def Jam don't count, because Def Jam is a boutique label. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Def Jam is actually an independent major label. You know what I mean? Because they get distributed. Yeah. When they first started, like when EPMD and all of them, like when they really start getting in their groove, Columbia, which is Sony, was distributing them. Then they left them. And who they with now? They with Universal now.
Universal.
Yeah, see? You know.
Yeah, Universal.
You know.
But that's what I'm saying. So it's just like the banks now. You know, every bank owns another bank, and next thing you know, they close it down, they bring it back up. You know, Wachovia, which was the biggest standing bank, now is Wells Fargo owns now Wachovia. It's a division of Wells Fargo. So it's like there's always the bigger guy that comes in that has the more money, you know, comes down and stomps on the smaller one.
Right.
And then there's always the way to go. But you know what happened, too, with the artists? Like you were saying that, you know, I say that, too. Like, I'm sad by these young artists that are coming in that didn't get the chance to actually be in a park and have these artists in front of them actually rapping and spitting, singing. You know, I'm 43 years old, so I'm back when they was plugging stuff still in the light pole and all that, and we were bringing up turntables and sneaking in abandoned buildings and actually having parties and charging people $1 to come in. Like, you know, that was hip-hop. That was, like, the fun whole thing of it, you know what I'm saying? When my curfew was still 10 o'clock, and this party had to start at 8 o'clock, so I could get 2 hours in, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so...
Emma, I ain't tell you, Bad C used to rap with rock out with Sarah Connor and stuff.
I was just getting to that. If you would allow me, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, I have some time. Yeah. Can I have my time? Thanks. So yeah, I was gonna say, actually, I've heard from you, from Sarah Connor, the one that has spoken about you to me.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how I got to know of you know, Bad C. Through her.
Yeah, that's family, man. That's mm-hmm. we go back, like, in the Quali, Mos Def, Gene Gray day. You know what I mean? Like, and this was
the
when
days
we were
really out in the street.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So getting back to the independent thing that I was saying was that back then you had to put your work in. You know, you really had to be out there. You as the artist yourself had to really be out there and show other people your talent so they can buy your cassette or your tape or, you know what I'm saying, then merch the CD.
Yeah.
You really had to be out there, and people got to know you and had that relationship and had that respect. So when you would come out with something, the whole hood or the other boroughs would support it because they know you was out there grinding.
Yeah.
Now, with the technology, people are lazy. Artists are lazy. You know, they just want to, you know, you can do it. Everybody has a studio in their house, not me, but I'm saying most of the artists have a studio in their house. So they get up, you know, okay, I want to be a rapper today. They, you know, they record something, they put in CD, and, you know, and they put it in the iTunes or they pay, whatever, everything is paid. You got a PayPal, you pay somebody to play your stuff or whatever. That doesn't make you a great, you got to be out hitting that pavement. People are lazy. They don't want to do that. That's why they don't want to go independent. They want somebody to come here. Here's 50 million. Go ahead. No, because, you know, you're cute. So here's the 50 million because you're cute. No, nobody gives out freaking $5 because you're cute. You know, you give them $5 because you're doing something. Your talent better be worth them $5. Nobody's really upping nothing. And that's what happens. Our artists are lazy. So even though there's a lot of independent artists, there's not going to be too much standing because only the ones that have that real work ethic are going to be the ones remaining. So actually, there's not even going to be too many rappers out there when they see the real grind that they have to do. You know what I'm saying? When you can't wear that fake stuff that's going to turn your neck green, you know what I'm saying, in the rain, rapping, and you know what I mean? Because your neck don't turn green. You know, you have to come out with the real stuff or don't wear that shit at all.
Yeah, because what's going to happen is, what I thought was going to happen, I thought that when the recession happened and everything started getting crazy, that people would get tired of hearing everybody talk about how they balling and they doing this, that, and the third. That's what I thought. But what ended up happening, like Lush, I told you before, I say this every time we talk, I say, yo, the crack babies grew up. You know what I'm saying? And they control everything. They're the consumer now. Everybody got ADD now. They don't want to hear nothing. They don't want to hear nothing that's gonna make them think. So being that that's the case, but being that that's the case, if we know what the problem is, then we got to figure out the solution. Instead, we know that that is pretty much unfixable. So what we could do is still continue to try to do what we do. Like me and Lush were saying earlier, there should be some sort of separation. Hip hop and adult contemporary hip hop. No matter how you look at it, even if we think Soulja Boy stuff ain't hip hop, it actually is, because hip hop has always been geared to the kids, to the youth. We grew up, hip hop didn't. So that goes to, you know, he's a young boy, he's gonna make music for the kids. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I'm a grown ass man, you know what I'm saying? I'm 35 years old. I'm not rapping for the kids. I can't relate to being, to turning my swag on.
You can't do Twitter phone or
I can't. You know what I mean?
But now you're just good as your next song. I mean, you know, in the community, when people are buying, the consumers, you only, you know, the new artists that are coming out, you know, you're just as good as your next hit. They're just going for singles. They're not even thinking about albums and quality.
But then who decides what's the hit? Is there a Jewish man? Who is this man that's sitting on a chair holding a staff with a long ass beard? Talk about that's a hit. Oh no, that's not a hit. Like, who's deciding?
Right.
Like who do I gotta talk to? You know what I'm saying? Because I know I got bangers. You mean to tell me that joint right there is not a banger, and that is?
You got hold that thought. We got another caller from the 347. Live on Lush Radio Online. Let's talk about business with Bad Seed, Ebony, and Emma. Speak your piece, 347.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Who is this?
Sexy.
This is Africa. Wow, big shout out to all of you guys. Definitely here to support my dude, Mr. Nicholas Cage, a.k.a. the Bad Seed.
Africa, what's good?
Man, I'm listening to you guys, and you hit it right on the nail. You know, Friday marks, I believe, 38 or 37 years of hip hop.
Uh-huh.
And
hip hop
has grown up, but the industry in itself hasn't evolved, and has, because the people that are making the hits and selling the most records, they're above 30.
Yeah.
They're above 30. Now, the one-hit wonders and the people, the song that we played and you said, turn that ish off.
Yeah.
I was in the club. I do the club on Saturday nights. We was in the club, and they played it. And I saw all the children run to the dance floor. Terrain boots in a thong.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. So, you know, you're right. There's some white guy out there with a long beard talking about that hit. Let's leave them ignorance. So, yes, I listened to the entire record, and I am officially intelligently ignorant because I love that shit.
That's what's up. But yeah, the dude probably ain't even a white dude. He's probably a Chinese. He's probably a Chinese dude that don't even listen to rap, yo. And he's like deciding,
he
like, yo.
The first 5 seconds and decides.
Yeah,
like,
yes. That's a hit.
But
like, come on,
it's,
man.
It's not about lyricism. It's not even about everything that we acknowledge as the hip hop culture when it initially started. That is no longer the status quo. Because before, you could invite somebody's lyrics and then go out and say that in public and not get ridiculed. You couldn't do that.
There's certain things
that you couldn't do in the 70s, 80s, and early 90s that, I don't know, after 95, it's like, yeah, you get a pass, go ahead. You know, I don't know what happened.
Okay,
but my question to you, Seed, is after this, then what?
After what? After this album?
After the record, yes, and then what?
Oh, I'm starting work on the next album in December. My real name is Corey, so I'm naming the new album Choreography, and I'm basically it's going to be a little deeper. With this album, The Intelligently Ignorant, it's not too many heartfelt joints on there. Ain't no Ooh Baby I Love You, ain't none of that on there. It's just real, you know what I'm saying? Just basically to let you know.
You was on this joint, son. You was going in.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like that's what I wanted to do the first time out the gate, first release on my label. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted them to know, like, this is me. This is who I am, you know, from the surface. But now let's go a little deeper, you know, and look for that in the spring. You know, I'm on it. Like, I'm trying to drop all the time. Like, I got hundreds and hundreds of records. I'll be putting out material. You ain't going to get rid of me. As long as I got distribution, I'm here.
That's what's up.
I got a question for you, see. You said your label now. Is that your own label yourself or you have a situation?
Nah, this is my own label, Six Man Entertainment. I got distribution with Foundation Media. They pretty much put, you know, distributed everywhere. You know, dude is really, really, he's good. He's good at what he does. And, you know, that's it. I'm also looking for artists, you know, to cultivate and put out material. I want to be here and I want to be able to do it. I want to be a voice. Whether we make millions of dollars, sell millions of records, it doesn't even matter. You know, I just want people to know that when you come to Six Man, you're getting quality material. You know, just like with Dr. Dre, like, you know what a Dr. Dre, you know what you're gonna get from that camp. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what you're going to get when you cop a Wu-Tang album. You know what I'm saying? You know what you're going to get. It's all about creating the sound and creating an energy that people hopefully will deal with, you know.
Yeah. Real quick, I want to shout out African Ala. She has D.I. Radio Cats. Make sure y'all definitely support her because she definitely does her thing, and she definitely supports Nicolas Cage, Hard Body, on the site, and she shows mad love, and they doing their thing over there. Shout out to DJ Ghost, that's my girl too. Shout out to y'all doing y'all thing for real. Besides any other female in the industry that's doing radio, I respect the shit out of my girl African Ala, cause she goes hard and she been doing it for a while, and she does all of it herself. You know, she got a team, but I mean, she puts everything, just like, you know, me doing my thing. She goes in, you know, and I definitely respect her, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all support her movement out there also, too.
Yes,
Thank you so much, Lush. That's really that's beautiful. Thank you. Nicholas, I'm going to leave you to your interview. Thank you guys so much for answering the question, Nicholas. Like, I support the record and everything that you need from me. You already know I does it, man. I got you.
Yo, real quick though, Ab, what's off the top, what's your shit on the album?
You know what I like? I like the it's a track that the bullshit bully. I just like the way that track jumps in.
Oh yeah, the back of my bully joint. Yeah.
I love the way that it jumps in, but then there's another track on there. You know, I like when you hear me. Like, I like that.
I like that
because it takes me back. It makes me feel like doing, like you say, doing the wild.
Yeah.
But the album in itself, I mean, in its entirety, just even in the way it's, and a lot of people don't even understand placement of a song on a record. Like, the way you even organize the record itself is, like, beautiful. It's everything falls in place and it tells a story. So, like
appreciate
I said,
it,
you know,
man.
The album is really good and I love the intro.
Yeah, that intro, boy, that intro. Yeah, that intro. It starts off crazy, y'all. Like, I'm telling you, please go out there and support hip-hop music, you know, on 11:30. It's called Intelligently Ignorant. You know, it's only $10. You got $10, man. Come on, people. You got $10. Go get that, man. And I promise you, you'll enjoy it. And you'll enjoy it from top to bottom, I promise you.
Yeah, y'all can let go of two of them Happy Meals, them McDonald's meals, and go and cop that real quick.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, you got $20. Matter of fact, if you got $20, right?
Give me $20. Give me $20.
Get ten. Go buy a bag of some smoke. Use the other ten, and cop my album. And then call your boy over. Your boy bring the Dutch. Y'all roll it up together and bump the album.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Definitely bump that. That's definitely going to be some stuff. And I mean, when you sitting there chilling, I mean, it's definitely a conversational EP also, because I mean, you touch on a lot of situations, man. You touch on you know what I'm saying, a lot of situations that people basically aren't, you know, talking about, you know what I mean? Yankee Fitted, you know what I'm saying, is definitely a hot one. You know what I mean? Can You Hear Me? That's always been my joint, you know what I'm saying? Like she said, that's my favorite joint that I like the most. You know what I mean? I like Skeletons too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because
a lot of people out here got some freaking skeletons and stuff. But I really, really love you know what I'm saying, Can You Hear Me? It takes me back in the day to old school hip hop. Yankee Fitted, you know what I'm saying, is definitely hot, you know what I mean? But Skeletons, you know what I'm saying, I think you touch bases on a lot of, you know, people keeping secrets and skeletons and different things like that, man.
See,
but,
that record right there is basically the premise of that song, Skeletons, is like, look, women, I feel like women expect, I was watching Oprah one day, and I seen, it wasn't Oprah, it was Tyra. And I seen these girls was on there talking, niggas ain't shit. I was seeing that. And then I seen, like, everybody just going crazy on Twitter saying that, too. Like, I'm like, wow, like, you're acting like you're an angel. Like, you have not done anything. Everybody got a bone in their closet that they would rather that stay in there. So if you saying niggas ain't shit, niggas act like hoes, yo, they screwing somebody. Y'all the ones, you know what I'm saying? Somebody, we all got skeletons, you know. Man,
everybody got
lie. Skeletons.
Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect out here, you know, to be saying
that
they perfect.
I don't got no skeletons. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm playing the fifth.
Yeah, right.
I have the right by law to play the fifth. Okay, that's it.
Yeah, and see, that right there proves that there's a couple skeletons in there. there's a graveyard in there.
hey, let's not get crazy. I play the fifth, I said.
Word up.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
I'm trying to get this music. I've been having issues and stuff and everything with the system, but worst come to worst, we do have the music, and we're gonna if we don't have it
tonight. We'll have it on Friday and stuff and everything, so y'all can hear the exclusive and stuff. And you want to get it here exclusively, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do it on the Hot or Not. You'll get the exclusives and stuff. But the songs that he got on there is definitely hot, you know what I'm saying? And on top of that, you know, you need to support this dude. I mean, he goes hard in the paint. Now, in regards to business and starting your own record label, what was the process of doing that? And was it hard starting your own label? And what's the benefits of it?
I don't know. I mean, it's definitely not hard starting one. You know, anybody with a computer could say, hey, I got a record label, you know. No, for real. You know what I'm saying? You got a computer and you got a studio in your house. You have a record label. It's about getting your buzz up. To it depends on where you're trying to go. You know,
uh-huh.
like I said, physical copies are going to be pretty much extinct soon.
Mm-hmm.
So digital is something I think people need to pay attention to. And go that route. But the only way distributors are really going to deal with you is if you have some sort of a presence. So it's important to get your buzz up. A lot of people think that getting their buzz up means going on Twitter and just tweeting out their links without even engaging the people. You know what I mean? You have to engage the people. You know, the people have to know what it is that they're dealing with. And it just makes things a lot better. And when the distributors, when they see that, then they're more willing to get in bed with you and do business. And that's half the battle. Half the battle is distribution, because they put it to all these retail places where the people can go buy it. Now it's up to you to market and promote it, and that's where it separates the men from the mice. It's how you can market and promote it and putting together your team of people who believe in your project. And I suggest
in regards, like you said it's not that hard, but what's the benefit of having your own record label? What's the benefit for
you're not cutting in, like you're not getting all of these you don't have to break the label off with all of this shit, and you don't have to recoup all the money that they put out to market and promote you. Depending on who you are, the artist is going to depend on how much they're going to spend on you. So if they spend $1 million on you, best believe they want it back. So you're going to have to sell. If you don't sell, then you owe that. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So you're not really in that situation. You don't. You know what you sell pretty much comes back to you. Of course, you got to split with your distributor. You know, whatever. You know, whatever kind of deal you got worked out with your distributor. And your team. You know, but everything pretty much comes back in house. You know, to you, and you can divvy it up how you see fit and how you're going to do it.
What do you think about the 360 deal for artists in the new age?
I don't like it. I don't agree with it, but I respect it, and I know why it's there. It's there because the labels, you got to think from a conglomerate point of view. To know your enemy, you got to think like your enemy. You know what I'm saying? They got to keep the light on. They gotta continue to pump music out because they are a conglomerate. So, hey, the industry's messed up. Record sales are declining. So, hey, we're going to sign artists, and first of all, to a single deal. We're not signing any artists to a label deal yet. If your record pops, hey, we're going to offer you. We'll give you an option. That's what they call it, y'all. They call it an option. You know what I'm saying? And after you get that, and now they want 20% of your publishing, and they want not your publishing. They want percentage of your show money. They want percentage of your merchandising, which for those that don't know, your merchandising includes like T-shirts or mixtapes, even your mixtapes. Like they taxing your mixtapes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like all of this is in 360 deals. You know, and artists are jumping at it because they're panicking, like they're thinking, yo, I need this. And in some sense, you do. You know, deep down inside, every artist wants to be on 106 and Park every day because that gets looked at by a lot of people.
Yeah, but
you know
in the long run, is it worth it, though? Because it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely
not. It's not worth it because basically, like I say, they say sell their soul to this devil. They done sold their soul because at the end of the day, you really not getting that, you know what I'm saying, money that you really could be getting for real.
But you know what, Lush? Like, real talk, though, it could be worth it. It depends on your hustle and how you can pimp the situation. Because let's say you sign to a 360 deal and it don't work out after a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
What ended up happening is they still spent all that money. They can't take back after they promoted you to everybody. Everybody knows who you are. They can't just go to everybody and say, okay, I'm going to wave a wand. Forget about this artist now. It's too late. They all know about you. So if you go independent, half the battle's won. They already know who you are. Now if you independent, you on Twitter, like people are like, oh, shit, oh, yeah, I remember you had that record out. It was hot. Yeah, well, now I'm doing my own thing, you know, and I'm over here, and half the battle's pretty much won, you know.
I think the whole 360 deal is basically if you don't want to do the work basically, like you're doing the work yourself, if you don't want to do the work, then you go ahead and you jump on the 360 deal. If you just are naive and don't know or whatever what's going on, or you just don't want to sit there and promote yourself, then go ahead, go do the 360 deal. But if you're willing to sit there and put in the work and reap all the benefits of all that you can, then yeah, cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But allegedly, B.O.B. took that deal. Because remember, B.O.B. did Haters Everywhere We Go, that whole song situation, right? And
yeah.
He did his thing, right? But, you know, he been going hard for so long, and they wasn't picking him up. So, allegedly, he picked up that 360 deal. I mean, yeah, he getting, you know, his recognition and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying, what I didn't understand is, like, why all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, he couldn't get the recognition when he first started off. I'm not understanding. It's like, are they biased? If you don't do the 360 deal, is it like, oh, well, you're not really going to get on, like, you know what I'm saying, like you want to? Like, what the hell?
Listen, it's give and take. It depends on what you're trying to do. In some
mm-hmm.
situations, a 360 deal is ideal. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Because you might go into the situation knowing, okay, look, they're raping me, but at the end of the day, I'm kind of raping them because I'm
mm-hmm.
going to get everything I can get from them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Which is major marketing and promotion. That is key.
Mm-hmm.
Promotion is potion. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? How you going, like, it doesn't matter if nobody knows that it's there. You know,
mm-hmm.
and that's the problem that independent artists have is that, you know, if you don't have the major drug money behind you or the super conglomerate record label behind you, you pretty much got to do everything on your own on whatever budget you're working with, you know, and
mm-hmm.
it's hard. You could be dope as hell, and you just don't have it. You know what I mean? So now
yeah.
I listen to that artist, you know. So if he gets a situation where, yo, man, that jam says, yo, I'm going to give you a 360 deal, and they blow him up all over the place. Everybody knows who he is. Song is on Fight Night. This, that, and the third, all over the place. It's being spun five times a day. And it doesn't work out. Or the contract expires after a year. Maybe it was just for one record. Maybe they didn't do the option or whatever. Now you're independent. And they've already blew you up to everybody. Now all you got to do is put product out and just get all that money. It's all in how you hustle. You know what I'm saying? But that
yeah.
situation isn't ideal for everybody. You know, if you don't have the mindset
mm-hmm.
to do it and you get discouraged quickly and you don't want to do that and you're worried about people saying, oh, shit, I got dropped or whatever.
The only way that I think a 360 deal wouldn't really work out for somebody is if you're a lazy artist. And half of them are lazy. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only way it won't work out for the situation because once you get off the situation, whatever your single deal or whatever, right?
Yeah.
You do that, you get your name out there, bang, boom. Okay, after that situation, you got a following. People was messing with you because they heard of you. Okay,
right.
They can't sit here and say, oh, they're going to blackball you because the fans and everything already know who you are, right?
Yeah, it's too late. It's too late.
So now all you do is just, you know what I'm saying, keep rocking out, and you can still get another distribution deal. Because for me, I don't really feel like people really need, you know, a label. They don't need a label.
They just need distribution. That's all.
Right.
I think that artists need. I think the only thing they need for real is distribution.
And marketing and promotion. Right.
You can market. All of that goes hand in hand. Yeah, they go hand in hand. Marketing and distribution go hand in hand. But if you can market yourself, if you have a strong team behind you, you don't need no big marketing rep to rock with you out. You can do that stuff. I mean, look at freaking Cash Money and stuff. You know what I'm saying? They did that crap. They dope. What's his name? Soulja Boy did it himself with his small little young boys.
Yeah.
His team was already doing it on YouTube. You know
what I'm
saying?
I'm still trying to figure out how they did it. But as far as the Cash Money situation, like when they were first starting out, you gotta remember, still even during that time, it was totally different. And where they were selling their material at in the South, they support more. You know,
I mean,
so
it's not even with the support, it's still at the same time the ingenuity.
Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely. To even have the thought of doing that, you understand what I'm saying? The ingenuity to do that is still amazing. Cause okay, we got all our people out here on the East Coast, right? None of them decided to do no shit like that.
Yeah.
Everybody was searching for the deal. All these major cats that really started their own little situations and stuff. They did the joints themselves, like your man, Master P.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sold all them joints out of the freaking out of the trunk of a car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's the one that started that whole situation, and then Cash Money took it to the next level. Until now, they have Young Money, the whole situation. You know what I'm saying? If we could take that same ingenuity, you know what I'm saying, to do that, you know what I'm saying, you can market the joint yourself. After that, you market your situation, you make a major impact, you go to the distribution and get your distribution. And digital distribution is where it's at. Like you said, how many people are buying physical copies except for cats overseas?
Yeah, and even
cats
them.
Cats overseas
like
are the only one that got real respect for hip-hop, for real music.
Yeah. And then even still with the marketing thing, it's getting so out of control now that it's hard to market in an oversaturated industry. You know, the average consumer is between the ages of 13 and 25, 26. That's the average consumer, you know, and they are more apt to buy. It's the brainwashing thing. Everything that they see every day on a regular basis, you know, and when they go to the club, it's like they're all hypnotized, like somebody spun them all around in a circle in the morning and they all just got dizzy and they just go about their day. You know what I mean? It's that's all they care about, you know. So when you're a new artist, you're like, hey, listen to my stuff. Like, they're so, no, I will just listen to Drake's new mixtape, Weezy's home, phone home. Like, that's all they care about. You know what I mean? So unless you have beef with somebody or you got shot or killed or whatever, like, you might as well hang it up, yo. It's more than the music now. Now it's everything else you got going on around you. So you must be interesting, too, as an artist. You have to be.
Yeah, I mean, also take, you know what I'm saying, saying the little boy Justin Bieber. Okay, some people say, oh, it's because of the color thing, this, that, and third, whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the little boy been on YouTube for, like, since he was a little kid. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's still a little kid, but, like, when he was a baby doing YouTube joints, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, a lot of these people are getting found on YouTube. I'm serious.
Yeah.
They're getting found on YouTube and stuff, and it's crazy. You know what I mean? And, you know, used to stand in front of the record labels or you try to, you know, give them a CD and stuff back in the day. Now you get found on YouTube.
But you know what? No, the gimmicks are being found on YouTube. Because people that sit on YouTube like to sit and look at. Like, let's keep it real. How many times a day do you get forwarded texts or whatever of somebody getting smacked or falling down or a fight? Or, you know what I'm saying, somebody just getting stolen, like some funny shit that's a YouTube clip. People like seeing deviants. People like seeing things that
they like seeing other people in messed up situations or something that is real simple and funny and real quick to get at, which would be a gimmick. So even though I'm not hating on Justin Bieber. Like, I think Justin Bieber, for what he is, he dope. The little nigga doing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's doing it. That dude, he's out of here right now. And he seems like a little humble cat, so, you know, whatever. You know, but he's still a gimmick. You know what I mean? Soulja Boy was still a gimmick. It was a gimmick. It was a dance.
How you feel about Bow Wow? Because he kills me.
What about him?
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, the Bow Wow with the whole gangster situation, when we seen him since he grown up, just like Lil Wayne, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
See, that's a whole another thing, Lux. Like, Bow Wow, I don't know Bow Wow. You know what I'm saying? I bumped into him a couple times when I was on tour with Mims, and he was a cool cat. He always showed love. He said, "What up?" You know. So I woke up the other morning, and I get this newsletter, and I seen that Bow Wow was tweeting out, "Oh, I'm so tired of the industry. I'm thinking about killing myself, or if I had a chance to do it all over, I would have a regular job." And, you know, I became infuriated, and I started going in on Twitter, and I was adding him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't believe in subliminal. Like, I put it to him, like, basically the rant, like, "Yo, man, like, you know, first of all, I want to say respect to you, because no matter what you think about him, he's been doing this for a minute." You know what I'm saying? He got hits. Like, I ain't gonna front. I like a couple of his joints. Like, that joint with Omarion, "Let me hold you." That's my joint. You know what I'm saying? That's my joint. That's my joint, yo. You know, but I just felt bad. Like, "Yo, man, like, you got it all." Like, I know the industry is crazy, and I'm not talking about possessions. I'm not talking about you got a Lamborghini, you got a house. You got it all, meaning you have a name. You're still young. You're a good-looking dude. You can still do movies. You can cultivate artists. You're still young, brother. You're like 24, 25. Like, yeah, you got time in, but you got to pimp your situation. You got something other niggas don't got, a name. Like,
yeah.
I said to him, I was like, "Yo, you know, you trade with me then. Get up there, come over here and have to go to work every day. I'll do you, and I'll show you how to pimp this shit. Let me be Bow Wow right now. You crazy? With a name. Nigga, my grandmother know who Bow Wow is." How can you not pimp that? You know what I'm saying? How can you not pimp that? So it was basically tough love at him, like, "Yo, man, like, salute to you, you know, salute to you, OG, but just know that somewhere somebody got it more worse than you. Somebody is really talented and trying to get on, and they don't even have a name, and they got to get up and bust their ass every day and like telling them when they could go take a break and how to take a break. And no, don't use your cell phone right now because you're at work." And just the overall demeaning parts of even just trying to pay your bills every day. Like, that's, you got to go through being demeaned every day. You know what
I mean?
He
can't really complain like that. Like, he's still getting his little bread regardless. I mean, he's like a kid star. Like, he's still getting royalties from when he was a kid. So, like, he can't really gripe, like, other people that's in the struggle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean? That's trying to do something. Like, I mean, he really, when he was on for real, he should have had started his own label and started putting on other little artists and stuff to be under his situation. You know what I'm saying?
The problem that happened with Bow Wow, first of all, he was young. And, you know, the mentality of a young man with money, there you go. You know what I'm saying? And it, to him, it was all about flashy, being flashy and screwing everything moving. And I know for a fact, you know what I'm saying, that was dude's priority. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like eventually that's going to crash and burn for you. You know what I mean? And then when the chips fall and you realize that those chicks was really dealing with you because of who you was, and those possessions that you have, you have to maintain them. You have to maintain your house that you bought and your, you know, your car notes and this, that, and the third, but the money's not coming in. You want to start thinking about that. You know, but as a young man, you know, you don't think about that. Maybe he's got advisors and stuff telling him, advising him. They can't make him. He's the marquee. It's going to be his decision at the end of the day, you know. But I'm pretty sure people were advising him. But I still think he'll be all right. Like, he's not even a bad actor either. Like, I like
no,
Bow Wow, yo.
Bow Wow is not a bad actor. Bow Wow actually...
You know,
does a great job acting. I really think he should really go hard in pursuing the acting career because he does a great job. Even when he did Like Mike and all the little things, Rollerbound, all that stuff, he did a great job.
He's a star. He exudes star quality. So my thing is this, fam, if you exude all of that and you have everybody knowing who you are already, you can be crying, brother. You good. Shake that shit off. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me.
See how he can even have the space to even do that. Like, I don't even understand. Like, because, I mean, you got people like me and you, like, from the old school. And, you know, people that's, you know, basically, we see ourselves not at the bottom of the toe. We got a name for ourselves, but it's like that. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
You got long money right now, my dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got long money, so I don't even see why you even crying.
And it's
not
even, it's not even, like, let's say, let's take, for example, let's say the nigga is bankrupt and we don't know about it. Let's say he's kind of in the red. He still, to me, I think he still has long money because of who he is and his abilities. He has the potential to still make more money. You can still generate more money. It might not be, I think maybe his ego is a little bruised because he's not making the money he was making before. But but I bet you the money that he's making right now, somebody in Brooklyn, in the projects, they would really appreciate that. Like, why are you complaining when look at Haiti? Haiti got hit with an earthquake and then just got smacked. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, and they rebuilding. They ain't crying.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Every time they just start rebuilding. Like, come on, man. Like, think of that. Think of how it could be so much worse. There's somebody right now with no leg, yo.
Yeah.
That used to play ball that is hurt right now. Like, now don't know what to do. Like, twisted. You know, like, I just think he needs to be thankful for what he got, man, because if he decides to take it all from him, then, you know, he's really going to know what it is. And when I was tweeting it out, you know, people were it was like some people, yo, you don't know his situation, and you know, la 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 la. You know, I respect everybody's opinion, but you know, still, you know,
I don't care. That's stupid because it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, for your fans out there, for everybody that want to link up with you and to get more information in regards to the due date of the EP and everything like that, intelligently ignorant. Please put out the information out there, your Twitter, all of that jazz for the people, baby.
All right, I got a website. My website is going to be launched the week prior to the release. The release is on 11/30. I can't think of the date right now. I can't think of the date, the actual date of the Monday before that, but the Monday before that, I'm going to launch my website. It's called The Bad Seed Online. It's going to be like a portal where you can come look at pictures, picture gallery, see news on what's going on with me, my bio.
I'm definitely going to be a
stalker. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could come through, and I'm going to sell the album from there a week prior to it hitting iTunes and all that, so you can come back to me at a little discount price for the people who actually come through to my site when I launch it. My Twitter is at Nicholas Cage, not Nicholas Cage, Nicholas Cage, NiggalisCage. And, you know, that's about it. Keeping it moving.
That's what's up. I got Yankee Fit. I'm going to throw Yankee Fit in the arsenal. You know what I'm saying, people? But I really like skeletons, though. I gotta say that's my favorite joint. I'm gonna play that joint. I like Skeletons because a lot of people be acting like they think they stuff don't stink, man, for real, and it be pissing me off.
But yo, that he said, she said too though. That he said, she said. It's so many records on there, man. It's so many.
You got a lot of bangers on there, but I think that one like really like hit me because
resonated.
I was like, I was kind of pissed off or something, and I was like. People always act like, you know what I'm saying, like they don't have skeletons, like they're so perfect all the time. And that one was like that really hit me that day, you know what I mean? You know, so I really have that one, and Strike a Match is a good one too.
Yeah, that's my oh God. Strike a Match. Jesus. I'll be ready to punch walls when I hear that. I can't hear that all the time, man.
Yeah, man. So when are we going to get that? Will you be doing any physical copies, or are they all going to be digitally distributed?
For right now, it's going to be digital. I'm just going to watch and see, you know, what the demand is for the physical. Like, I mean, to me, I think that doing physical copies, a lot of times it's a waste because you end up spending money, and sometimes you might not even move all of them, you know, and they just be sitting in a box in your corner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like. In the corner
You're smart doing it digital because that's the new wave of the future anyway. That's basically where the market, and it's cost effective at the same time.
Yeah.
It's cost effective.
Yeah.
You know, so it's,
I mean, only thing you breaking your, you know, depending on what kind of deal you worked out with your distributor, you know, you breaking them off, but you know, usually you could work out a pretty good deal depending on who you go through, you know, but I just tell all artists, you know, try to get these digital distribution deals, and it helps if you got a record that you could get a good enough buzz with. And when I say that, I'm not necessarily talking about a club record. Don't go in there, oh, I got to make something for the club. I got to make something for the chicks. No, just make a record that you think people will be able to relate to and get people on it. Because that's how I got my situation through the Yankee Fitted joint. That's not a hit record. It's a buzz type of a record. It's an anthem. It's sort of, you know, and to me, that's not even the strongest record on the album, to me.
It's a popular joint, you know what I'm saying? You know, you on there, Miss on there, Talib Kweli. It's like one of those catchy ones.
Yeah.
But you got some real strong ones on the EP that is like, I'm like, damn, see?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really murdered that joint, son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I really encourage everybody to support my brother. He's doing his thing, and you know, and you know, definitely support him because it's not a game out here. I got my boy Bugsy on the line from Boston. Boston, what a do, baby? You talking with Backseat?
It was goody, Lus. I heard he was in the building. You already know what it is, man.
What's good, Bugsy? What's good?
Ain't shit maintaining, man, fucking in the hood, man. I just little welcome home gathering. My man's brother just came home after doing 18 years. So, you know, we bringing him home lovely. I just still come through show that love. You know, so it's just niggas out here just blessed, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just still come through show that love to the home team. You know, shout out Team Lush and the whole movie. You know, we get it.
Yeah. It's always good when the brothers come home. And he was gone for a minute. Tell him salute, man. Put one in the air for me, man.
Oh, you already know, family. You already know. We definitely got you, baby. You already know.
Yes, sir.
How's anything going with you, though, man?
Yeah, anything good, man. Just working. Work, man. Well, I'm going to work till I drop, yo. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, see, I just missed the show, man. I'm about to catch it in the archives, man, and just hear this shit over, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
What's good, Lush? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. You know what I'm saying? C was dropping some serious knowledge on the game and everything, man, and definitely listen to the archives, man, and definitely, you know, plug that in. Definitely copy, man.
Oh, you already know, man. You already know. You already know what it is.
That's what it is, man. And, you know, shout out to Bugsy for definitely coming through and showing that love all the way from Boston. You know, Seed, man, I think I'm about to rock out with this. I'm going to rock out this Yankee Fitted real quick.
Okay.
And we'll come back. We're going to wrap it up, and we're going to talk about the next steps and stuff, you know, for the movement. I mean, do you feel like you might pursue a, like, an acting career, or you just want to take more artists under your wing and
I want to do all of it, everything. And if it pertains to entertaining you, and when I say you, I mean the people, I want to do it. You understand? Like, I feel like that's what I was created and made to do. I don't know how to do anything else. That in the street, and I'm too old to do the street shit anymore.
I better not see your butt out in the street.
Nah, you won't see that. You won't see that, yo. My grandmother, I have my head, boy. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I want to do it all. I want to do it all, man.
We're going to go on the Yankee Fitted, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to come right back with Bad C, a.k.a. Nigga List Kate. And, you know what I'm saying, we're going to wrap it up with him, man. Call in at 347-826-7722. Yankee Fitted, babe.
Boom.
I swear I'm a Yankee fitted, I'm by business. Jesus, God, Muhammad, Allah, my witness. And why stand up, y'all know what this is. One for New York, you bitches. Set the record straight, I rep the state. Everywhere I go, the fitted attract hate. The NY logo, they say, oh no. Yeah. New York in the building, don't speed, go slow. Yeah. Shout the West Side, shout the South. Shout the Midwest, overseas, in depth. Shout to everywhere, I ain't even been yet. But when I touch down, one thing you can't bet. I got my fitted on, who wanna get it on? Even when I'm dolo, the bubble with the logo. I'm so N-Y-O-N-I, walk with a bot like my toes is God. The hat speaks for me, I don't vocalize. Swing my arm like a hammer till I broke his eye. New York soft, yeah, and the Pope get high. Yo, pass my fitted, let me show this guy. I got it in blue, got it in red, I got it in black. Matter of fact, you can tell a NY nigga how he wear it. If it ain't about the fitted hat, I don't want it.
That's my Yankee fit. That's my Yankee fit. That's my Yankee fit. Got that Yankee. Hey,
and everywhere we go, they already
that's
know that
Yankee fit. That's my Yankee fit. Got that Yankee.
Yeah, my new era Yankee fitted is so money. The way your hat fit on your head is so funny. You bum me, it's so laughable. I'm so international. I'm always on the runway, no fashion show. Places I have to go, you can't get to where the metro card. Wear it on stage and I sweat a lot, so you can tell I'm working. I got a reservoir fitted, 7N1/4 to fit it so perfect. I stay loyal to the royal blue. They call the apple rotten, cause New York City will spoil you. Sometimes I switch it up with the fedora or the apple jack, till I'm ready to bring the apple back. That's when I open up a closet door, find a Captain Master Spike Lee Jordan's on the closet floor. Me and my fitted travel many miles before every tour. I step and try and report to Vince
Dow. That's my Yankee fit. That's my Yankee fit. That's my Yankee fit. Got that Yankee. Hey,
and everywhere we go, they already
that's
know that
Yankee fit. That's my Yankee fit. Got that Yankee.
Look here. I've been around the world and I keep my Yankee fitted, right. Brim tucked low across my eyes wide. Sometimes I can't see, I go hard for my city, no pause. Me, I ball like I had no draws. I had to pause on that, I sound reckless. I'm from New Yiddy, the city that found freshness. I rap hard when I'm OT. I got the game on rap like I'm low-key. No say dwell on my nigga, that means no sleep. I hit the club like push meat and I'm so deep. I got a big ego, I make big bread. Ask these bitches, they tell you I got a big head. That's cause most of y'all niggas ain't really living. You couldn't walk a day in my fitted nigga. You
that's my Yankee fit. That's my Yankee fit. That's my Yankee fit. Got that Yankee. Hey,
and everywhere we go, they already
that's
know that
Yankee fit. That's my Yankee fit. That's that Yankee fit.
Yeah, 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 that was that Yankee Fitted right there. Your boy, Bassy, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, a.k.a. the monster on the microphone, a.k.a. the most sexiest caramel ass nigga I ever seen in my life. Like, but he is cute, though, ladies. He is sexy. But that's Yankee Fitted right there. Is all. You can also see that on WorldStar, and it definitely did his numbers, for real. Shout out to everybody that's definitely supporting my boy on the Yankee Fitted situation. Also, I mean, like I said, Bassy, back to you again. I definitely like Yankee Fitted, but I'm still stuck on Skeleton, and I'm definitely stuck on that one. But yeah,
hey,
I definitely
as long as you like something. As long as you like something.
I mean, well, you got a lot of bangers and stuff on there, but I'm definitely stuck on that one. And I like Yankee Fitted. But, you know, okay, so with the artists, right, since you said you're signing artists and stuff like that, right, also
yeah.
that you're taking under your wing, are you going to be open to different genres or you want to stick to the whole hip-hop situation?
Nah, I want everything, you know. It's Six Man Entertainment. It's all about entertainment. And the beauty of the entertainment business is that the umbrella is a big one, you know. Like we were saying a little earlier, you know, I want to do the acting. I wouldn't mind finding a little Japanese kid who sings R&B. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what's up. Like, you know, if it's hot, I want to deal with it. The good part about it is that I understand music. You know, hip hop isn't the only thing that I listen to. I like music. So
you come from an era from back in the day, like when I came up with, we listened to everything. I mean,
yeah.
You know, especially like, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. I mean, we listened to hip hop. But I mean, you was listening to some Madonna, you know what I'm saying, some
yeah.
Aerosmith.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We came up in the MTV era when MTV actually played video. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And
yeah.
and the videos that they played was the Talking Heads burning down the house. And the Go-Go's with Belinda Carlisle and Wham.
Yeah.
Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go and all that. Like
yeah,
we came up on that.
Wake me up before you go-go.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you know what my one Wham joint was? That one joint. Somebody told me that everything she wants is everything she sees. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, my God. And Duran Duran.
Duran was off the... Yo, you know, back in the day, right, it was a lot of freestyle music, too, back then, too. And,
Crystal Waters.
Shoot, John Lennon has a son, right? Sean had a hit song back in the 80s that was hot too. He had a hot song. What's the joint? Freaking the Bangles. They had some banging
Bangles.
Joint. They had a movie that came out with their stuff and everything too.
Yeah,
they had a like movie jump off. You know, and then we had the times where we had the Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, all them little classic movies. I mean, we was watching them. We can't sit here and lie.
Yeah, hell yeah. That was Bueller's Day Off and all that. Like all of that stuff is a part of our culture, you know what I'm saying? And it's what makes us so well rounded now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's what's lacking now with the, like I said, man, I feel sorry for the youth, yo, because they didn't get to experience it. I just feel bad. Like all they could do is hear the story. And for us, it's like, it feels just like yesterday. It feels like that shit was 2 days ago.
It's like yesterday to me. I mean, you know, the eighties, the nineties was awesome. You know, the music, the culture, the everything, it was like, almost like the hippies free love, but just a little bit more safer, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
Because
everything was still new and experimental, so it was still fresh and, you know, new ideas and Now everything's being done over. Everything from the 80s is being done over, even movies, you know.
Yeah, I'm starting to see little kids with the Gumbies and high top fades now. They're bringing all that stuff back. You know, the skinny jeans we had back in the 80s, too. So I was like, that's not new. And the leg warmers. And chicks, you had the little leg warmers on with the tights and stuff.
I just wish the music would match the style now. Because the style back when...
It really doesn't match.
Yeah, because the music back when that style was hot was actually dope. Now, you know, they're adopting our old style, but they're not adopting the quality of the music. You know,
definitely. I pray and I hope that everything changes and stuff. So if artists wanted to connect with you in regards to, you know, being signed, what would they have to do? Would they have to have an EPK, a press kit for you? What would they need to submit to you? And where would they hit you? Is there a certain email for that or what?
Well, right now, I'm just looking and scouting. I want to come across you. You know what I'm saying? I want to watch you pretty much doing your thing on your own too, because if you don't have the grind mentality, I can't deal with you. Like, it doesn't even matter how dope your material is, because if you're not willing to put in the work, it's not going to make any sense. You know what I mean? I could bring all my know-how to the table and all of that to the table with my connects or whatever, but if you don't have to get up and go to do it, just to do things on your own, for example, if you sit, it's like you have to network with everybody. You have to get out there and network and develop your team of producers that are conducive to you. You have to get out there and build you as an artist. Who are you as an artist? It needs to make sense to me. I need to know what I'm working with. You know what I mean? If you're just, hey, I rap and here's my song, you know, it's probably not going to get listened to. You know?
Definitely.
And that's just being real. And that's not dissing, but it's like, yo, man, I need to be able to know that I can feel you. And I'm down to earth. I'm real down to earth, yo. You know, I ain't on no Hollywood bullshit. I'm not going to sit up there like, well, you know, I'll even talk to you about your record. You know what I mean? But I like to stumble upon you. You know, but anything, you know, hit me up on Twitter at Nicholas Cage, you know what I'm saying? And let's develop a dialogue or something. Let me follow you and see what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Let me see some of the things that you're doing. And
don't just start dumping your song on his his timeline, because he's liable to block you.
Yeah, but not even. I won't. Well, see, you'll tweet out your songs and they'll go unlistened to until we develop some sort of a rapport. And I like you as a person. And I'm like, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to check it out, because that's how it works. That's how I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? That's how I'm doing it. I'm not going to push my stuff down your throat. Like, I'm like, okay, well, I want you to like me as a person. And because if you like me as a person, you're going to love my music.
And I'm going to tell y'all guys, honestly, like, you know, Bassy, Nicholas Cage, a.k.a. Coy, you know, when he first hit me up, I'm like, okay, and stuff, but he was just so he was persistent, and he called me the judge, because he said I was giving him the third degree.
Judge Mathis, Judge Mathis, yo, the first conversation I ever had with Lush, Lush was like, yeah, I'm saying, like, what's up? So what you doing? I'm saying, like, well, who you with? Like, what? I was like, I'm like, goddamn, yo, I feel like I'm this shit. I didn't do it, man. I didn't do it. I didn't shoot John Lennon, man. I didn't do it.
But he basically, you know, we engaged in conversation, and he built his own rapport with me, you know, because, you know, I appreciate that about him, because, you know, even artists that are on that just be acting a fool, and I just be like, I can't stand them.
Yeah.
I don't care if
they
on or whatever. They just get on my freaking nerves. So I really love Bassy, and he will always have love on Lush Radio Online as long as
likewise.
I live.
Likewise, yo. Likewise. That's what's up.
Yeah.
And shout to the whole Lush Radio Online, man. You know, I love y'all back, yo. Y'all show love from day one. It's always been an open door. Like, I could always call up and just jump in the conversation, and you be having the ill conversations, man. Y'all be going in and talking about things, man. You know.
We'll be going, but you know what? It's an honor and a pleasure to have you once again, and we're going to continue to support you, and we're going to play have your music in rotation for this month, you know, to show our support to you and everything like that, and we'll make sure we'll tweet it and let you know when we're playing the actual songs from the EP, some of the joint snippets of them. We ain't going to give them everything but some snippets and stuff, you know, and we definitely, you know, honored to have you on here, you know, because you could be anywhere else, but you're here supporting us, and we support you, and we love you, man.
That's right. November 30th, Intelligently Ignorant, please, you know, don't do it for me, don't do it for you, do it for hip-hop, yo. Show that we still care about this shit, yo. Go get that. You know,
definitely.
Go get
support
it. Even if you don't listen to it until January. Just get it, y'all. You know.
Yeah, make sure you get it. I think I might just go ahead and just buy it, you know what I'm saying, just because I feel like it.
Yeah, man. You know what? I appreciate that.
You know, I'm just going to go do it because I want to support a cause, so I'm just going to do it because I feel like it.
My light bill appreciates that, Lux.
Where you gonna let me rub your feet? Where you gonna let me rub your feet, boy?
Oh God! I swear to God, I got a corn bigger Kansas on there. Word up!
Oh man, but I mean, I love you to death, man. Salute, and we definitely gonna keep it definitely pushing and supporting what you got going on, and don't stop, man, because you know. You know, hip hop lives through me, you, and everybody that truly believes in hip hop. And keep stopping, keep going, don't stop. You know what I'm saying? And everything's going to go back to, either if it goes back to the way that it is, or we just go, I'm going to have to just start a revolution.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Pretty
man.
Much.
Yeah.
You know, we just going to have to march up the Viacom and say, yo, man, what's up?
Yeah,
I know you own a Fortune 500, but you know what I'm saying? What's really
either
good?
That or send a heat-seeking missile through Viacom. I'm with that.
God.
You know, burn it to the ground, strike a match.
Self-destruction. We're headed for self-destruction.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. But I love you to death, man. I'm definitely going to holler at you the flip side, man. Make sure you send me some chicken wings, man.
All right, and some rice. Holla.
All right, baby. Holla.
All right.
That's what it is. And we're going to rock out to Yankee Fit.